Brent Snavely, who is the business writer for the Detroit Free Press. We want to know what's going on with the auto industry. We love talking with Brent. Brent, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How have you been?
I'm doing very well. Well, let's dive right into it. You have some interesting news that's in this morning's business section of the Free Press about Fiat perhaps trying to get to Chrysler's cash. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, and in fact, I'd say it's more or less the opposite. You know, and I didn't have the space to quite say this in the story, but, you know, Chrysler has lived through, obviously, a couple different owners that hasn't turned out very well for Chrysler in the past, and product development budgets were sort of starved under Daimler and Cerberus. But what we see now with Chrysler is that the opposite has been happening. Sergio Marchionne has sort of a different philosophy. He wants to fund and has been funding Chrysler. And even if he wanted to use Fiat to access Chrysler's now growing cash stockpile, it would be almost impossible to do that, at least under the current structure. There are firewalls in place. There are bank covenants in place that prevent Fiat from accessing that cash, even as it increases its ownership.
Why was this of such a great concern?
Well, it's not something that comes up a lot, but I've seen it come up more from the European side than from the U.S. side. There have been a couple analyst reports over the last 2 to 3 months where I've seen European stock analysts speculate that Marchionne is trying to rapidly increase Fiat's ownership of Chrysler so that Fiat can access Chrysler's cash. And again, from what I've looked at and from what I believe, smart analyst named Eric Hauser that I quote has looked at, you know, that's not the case. There are other reasons why Marchionne wants to increase that ownership in Chrysler, but grabbing the cash to save Fiat is not the motivation.
How much cash are we talking about?
Approximately $12 billion right now is what Chrysler has in available cash and credit lines.
That's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to get your take on the Big Three's earnings overseas. What do you know?
Well, it's a mess. I mean, simply put, this is a case where Europe right now is going through an awful recession that has like no end in sight. It is as serious as the U.S. recession was in 2008, 2009. And compounding that is that the automakers have too many plants, and it's very difficult to close plants in Europe. So all of the Detroit Three, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, you know, Fiat, really, are really struggling in Europe right now. You know, Ford posted a profit of $1.8 billion for the quarter, for the second quarter. But they lost close to $500 million in Europe, and they're going to lose about $1 billion total in Europe this year. So
it's a big hit.
Yeah. And of course, tomorrow GM will announce earnings for the second quarter, and all eyes will be on Europe for GM tomorrow. It's GM's Opel unit. Has lost money for many years in a row, and they're trying to restructure it, but we're expecting to see a loss for Europe for General Motors tomorrow as well.
Have they said how they're going to react to these losses, and there'll probably be more in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, they've said some things. You know, GM is planning to close a plant in Germany, but that isn't scheduled to happen for like 2 years. They have let go their CEO, Carl Straka. They've put a new, Steve Gursky has been elevated with even more titles, to oversee Europe. But again, it comes back to in the U.S. when this crisis hits, the automakers closed a lot of plants in a short span of a few years. In Europe, we're having a hard time seeing how they're going to close enough plants to get down to the production capacity that they need to operate profitably.
Interesting, Brent. As you wrote, Chrysler's rocking and rolling, and Fiat is struggling.
Right, right. It's an irony there. You know, Fiat basically saved Chrysler and helped it out of bankruptcy in 2009. At the time, Fiat was doing well, but again, all automakers in Europe are struggling right now, and Fiat, and it also the automakers in Southern Europe are struggling more than those in Northern Europe. In other words, the German automakers are still doing fairly well. The German economy is strong. The Italian economy is in shambles, and that's Fiat's home country. So,
what's at the core of Chrysler's success?
In some ways, Chrysler was so far down and product starved that it had nowhere to go but up. But they've made, really at the core of it, is they upgraded and updated 16 vehicles in 18 months, and consumers have taken notice. That has really helped them. And then they have now come out with a few things that they did not have before. It's small volume, but Fiat 500, didn't exist before. The Dodge Dart is out now. That they didn't have a compact car that was credible before. And so they're gaining market share, and they also are loaning a little bit more frequency to people with slightly more risky credit. And so they're picking up sort of a bucket of buyers there that by being a little more aggressive there than other automakers.
But there's some danger there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. First of all, how many of those people are out there? And secondly, will they, and riskier credit, of course, means will they repay their loans? But, they're not going so low and so deep they're going a little bit lower on the credit rating scales than some other automakers, but it's not, there's risk, but I think danger might be overstating it.
GM seemed to make an abrupt change with their marketing department, and I wonder what's this going to do for their strategies when it comes to sponsorships, when it comes to advertising agencies.
Yeah, we're all wondering. Joel Awanek was not merely a chief marketing officer. He was a chief marketing officer that was rapidly making changes to the agencies and the structure of the agencies that GM dealt with. Now, GM has basically said they're committed to going forward with the strategy that Awanek put in place, but, at some point they'll hire a new chief marketing officer who may come up with a totally different strategy. So there are many questions there that will play out over the next couple weeks and months and maybe even year.
Brent Snavely is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. Just go to freep.com and look up Brent's stories. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, Tony.